April 5th, 2016, is a Watt for Pedro show.
Amen.
Watford Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Hey, how's it?
We got a good Tuesday here.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be earlier, and I fucking spaced.
Well, we got it going.
We got it going.
Yeah.
Right.
So, got the place warmed up for you.
In fact, we got some people from parts north.
Yeah.
Well, we start with Naima. Even John Coltrane blows clams.
Yes.
And this is a version where he did. They talk a little
it's
bit.
It's inspiring.
Yes. Yeah, very indeed. Inspiring. And then, although he didn't blame anybody. Let's do it again. Take three. And then Drive Time by Chato Guerra, our guest, Brother Matt.
Yeah, welcome.
The band would like to introduce himself.
Welcome.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? You got Chris?
Yeah, Matt.
I'm Chris. I'm a different Chris, though, than the first one.
This is
no,
pleasure.
You don't have to grab. It's not a bathhouse. Introduce.
I'm Fletcher.
And Jody.
Hey, Jody. Good question.
Welcome.
Yeah, these guys, some of them are new from when the...
So,
what
the
was
new
the gig?
The last gig we played was
it was
your,
in Venice, and it was called the
Air
Condition. Air
Condition Lounge, and then you played our CD opening show a couple of years ago.
The Bootleg?
The Bootleg.
That was the last
yeah,
I think
that's
yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's right. That's the new crew.
Yeah, and...
Because your old crew was... somewhere on Lincoln.
It was Lincoln, yeah. It was the Air Condition Lounge.
Remember that pad?
Yeah, yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Some bangles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was,
is it still around?
No, they turned into a sausage restaurant called the Worst Cooch.
Yeah. Oh, oh, they used to be downtown?
Yeah, they're now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Now they're in Venice.
Yeah, they had rattlesnake, jalapeno, rabbit jalapeno rattlesnake
yeah.
sausage.
Yeah, that's
better than the veiny ones.
It's funny, it's like you just go and
so
well, you go in the place now and you go, well, that's where the stage was, but now it's like
portside.
Yeah, but now it's like a DJ booth and like a bar. Do you ever get that when you go into like old venues that you've played at and now it's like the Knitting Factory that used to be in Hollywood is now the Muji store, which is just like Japanese home goods store, and that
well, it was in a mall.
Yeah, it was in a mall, and now it's what it should have been, and it's a big like department store inside of what the Knitting Factory is.
That's what it's okay.
So you walk around and you go, oh, I remember I played on that stage, and that's where the towels are, and then where the t-shirts are. That was the other room. That's where we played.
What was just like that? I was at some in Los Feliz, Bigfoot Lounge.
Oh yeah.
Lodge, not lounge.
Mm-hmm. Bigfoot Lodge.
Big
yeah.
difference between lodge and lounge. They get the thing. Drink at logs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks like an old... Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Very you used to play in the corner. Now you're on the other side. But one thing stayed the same. Toy PA. Yeah, fucking earbuds. It's like somebody dropped their earbuds and everyone was standing around. Bang. So, look, let's talk about the band.
Sure.
This is the version right now, but let's talk about the first days.
Okay, so early days, so Chris and Fletcher and I went to school, at Loyola Marymount University.
Right,
and
Brother Matt,
yeah.
Alumni.
Yeah,
what are you guys, Lions?
Yeah,
Lions.
Yeah.
Lions.
Yeah,
Lions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Lions, and Fletcher and I were in an English class together, and we sat next to each other, and we could tell we both liked punk rock, I think, that's...
Yeah, no, we got paired up for a project or some bullshit, and we just talked about music the whole time, and then we talked about starting the band, and you knew Chris.
So all of these guys in college, I had wanted to do a band, and punk band specifically, and I remember we were all in the recording arts program at LMU, and I was a year above them all, and...
You were a TA.
I was a TA.
Yes, the teaching assistant.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had a really interesting professor, this sidebar. We had a really interesting professor. His name is Milad Milosevic, and he was into this really crazy music. He ended up doing a lot of really interesting scoring. So you know that movie, The Room? Have you heard of that movie? It's that one with Tommy Wiseau. It's this really terrible movie.
The lady's got to raise her kid after being captured and raped. And all
no, it's oh, not.
No. Room.
No, but there was something. Was there last year?
It was that was called
called just room without the definite article the
older. So I don't know that one.
Well, this one
I heard about the other one.
The other one is this other one is this notorious
a lot worse
a really bad movie, but it's a good bad movie. It's one of those ones, but
come to this cat's pad and in fact you know Demos Cleveland. And he, because I'm with two Italian guys.
Yeah.
So he comes, he's got the VHS still in the shrink wrap Why will no one will watch this with me? It's Salo. Piero Pasolini, you know, 120 Days of Sodom.
My
turn and shit, right?
Yeah. That's
it's fucked up. So, but anyway, this movie is as bad as that.
Then, no, but it's hysterical. And Mladen, who's this, he did all the scoring for it.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing musician. He had this, like, very interesting.
What's he, a synthesizer man?
Yeah.
Synthesizer man. Yeah.
I think awesome. I know the name.
Yeah.
This guy goes back, right?
Yeah, he does. He loved
Morton Spodnik.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Byrne, all that stuff. And
Carl Heinz sucked.
And he was way into experimental music. I had no idea until later after being in the band for all these years, but that kind of birthplace we came
Carl Stone?
I don't know.
Because he's in L.A. He had a show when I was a teenager called, on KPFK, another great station.
Okay.
Called Imaginary Landscape, which is a girl. John Cage, he's the big guy.
John Cage, yes. John Cage is, yes, definitely John Cage. You know, he had...
You being a TA, he has access to stuff?
Yeah, so we basically had access. When you get to, like, the third, fourth level at LMU, you start.
Yeah, you can book studio time. You know, on campus studio.
Yeah, you weren't really supposed to do this, but we started recording ourselves.
It's not part
ourselves.
Of the radio show.
Yeah.
No, different from the radio
different.
Show.
Another
building? Yeah,
another building.
We spent a lot of time.
I didn't know
studio.
That, Brother Matt. There was a studio there.
It started, that program started after I graduated.
Oh, okay.
Does Nestor Pereira work in that, or he runs a
Roger
theater?
Pardee is the guy that does. Roger Pardee, I think, is still there, and, and Mladen. And so that was our guys there. Film side, music side, that was how it was split up. And we were all into music, and we got all this. We were taking advantage of it. We were just...
Yeah, we started recording ourselves a lot.
So we met at...
Oh, you mean some of it is, like, for scoring for films?
Some of it's just rock bands, like
just
like
rock
a lot
bands.
Of
yeah, they were
great.
So they're learning like engineering techniques.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's this beautiful. It was a Trident board, right?
The old Trident.
Yeah, old British board. Some fun offboard gear, and it was a pretty decent sounding room. And I knew Chris because he was working for the program. Fletcher was working for the recording arts program.
Right.
And I go to Fletcher. We're in the middle of the college one day, and I'm like, all right, so we got to look around for people to play in the band. We're talking about Chodo Go specifically, and Chris walked by, and he goes, are you guys having a band meeting without me? You know I want to be in a band.
I invited myself.
You guys aren't allowed to play, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have songs.
No, I know bands that got, like, the urinals, talking about a college band, UCLA. You know how to play.
Mm-hmm. We've all been playing
so
individually for a while, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they all picked. Do you want to do the band? You know, they never played.
Yeah.
The urinals was their first, and their first gig was in the dorm.
That's cool.
That's a big influence for Minutemen. This is back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started with Fletcher on drums, and now he's playing bass.
Drums. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chris was on guitar, and
he's still playing guitar. I'm a lot less mobile.
And I was going to sing and play guitar, and I did the first show we had another guy on bass, this guy Tom, who's a friend of mine, and we did the first show at the Knitting Factory, actually, that was the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we worked up
it's
to the
like
first
like Hollywood game. Boulevard and Fairfax.
La Brea. Hollywood and
La Brea.
Yeah.
Not Fairfax, more east. But I think where West Hollywood starts.
Yes, from coming from east to the west.
Yeah, it's La Brea, and man, there's this weird kind of sculpture, these three silver ladies, metal ladies.
The circular one.
Jive, the whole thing.
It's some Illuminati.
That's your first gig. I ended up doing like maybe more than a dozen gigs there.
I'm sure. At a time, they were doing a lot of...
Well, you know what? The cats that were booking Echo nowadays in Echoplex.
Mm-hmm. They were doing...
Laura Grover and...
There was one guy who's actually a cake, so you guys' name's leaving me right
now.
Oh,
the basement, Bruce Barth from old days.
Could have been him. It possibly could have been. I forget names. Really.
But when you had the band with these guys, did you already have the radio show?
Had the radio show.
So they're concurrent.
They were concurrent, yeah. I was doing KXLU, the late night shift, the 2 to 3 in the morning shift on Saturdays, and then we were doing the band.
And this first gig. After that, no more guitar.
No more guitar. They said it. They were coming back from a practice at my mom's house, and they said it behind my back, and they were like, Chris can't play guitar anymore.
No, well, this wasn't all that great, I guess.
A lot of open strings.
The energy was there.
The energy was there. 100% energy.
What about this tune here? What about this tune here? Do you hear things?
Yeah. This one, you're on.
Yes, featuring Mike Watt.
Damn, did it fall asleep? No. I need to use your power supply here, Brother Matt.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta play it. We didn't want to miss any of that good spiel there. What about this tune?
So, Dear the Things was a song we worked on with you, and it was around the time when there was that that one doomsday person who was talking about the end of the world. What was his name?
It was the 2012 doomsday thing, right?
Yeah, he thought the world was going to end on
kind of a born again preacher.
Yeah, yeah. May 22nd.
I remember seeing signs.
Yeah. People were buying supplies.
Okay, people, this tune is about that. Shout and get them.
I've got this problem with my rosary. The tiny locket always stares at me. I'm out of guilt to keep this trick, and if I trip over, mercy me. You don't say just one more, will your word be clearer now? It's time I come again to chase. You offer victory every way. It's early. You need.
shimmying grains of thought, coalesce into air food for my ears. Their vibrations become audible when colored in song, sound bites upon which to whet my neural caveman's ardor, devouring rhythmically those hues with tribal abandon. Tweeting horn blast waft in chortling clusters heard overhead, delivering unto my rapacious ears frisky dollops of joyful soul. Such scented pearls they bloom, chiming in rainbows through my head, their clarion cadence a vast clearing dance, again filling me whole. In radiant solar flares rings sonorous clarity before my ears. My heart's thump to beat this brazen reality, seismically, splendorous, an emptying symphony of elephantine elegance rears and resounds, aloud, with epic, cavernous carnality. Suavier than last week's head feed shall be this noose, hound, howling at the money, painting canyon walls in wondersome echoes. Wetted caverns will enthrall with every rift and thrust unbound, glacially unleashed at embryonic speeds that we unfroze. In scintillant shimmers this free rock races faceward, inward, exploding expectations as swivel hips come on, come on, come on. Merging mathematical cacophony with a raging primitive horde, the great galloping chord crashes upon cymbals, wrought of diamond. Whole are we to play asunder such driving notes not heard of yore. Orchestrated eargasms fall from our fingers in mindless gyrations. Lurid cheers overwhelm us. Thunderous they are in a sweeping silent roar. Our muse plucks us into heretofore unreached sonic prestidigitation. Buoyed aloft by song, this electric rhythm combo soars on sounds. At once a single note humming alone, but also the vastest arch chorus, rung through the chambers of deepest space with a resonance unbound. A hop monkey recklessness thrashed by friends in our rapt sonic love fest. From imaginary radios we pop and crackle into tasty unknown freshness, delivering hot gooey goods from a lizard hive brain. Our communicants dance, we wrestle our instruments. Blithe lovers lost in the beat, it splashes on us. Grooving on waves that crescendo on rocks, and over us rolls that last chance.
Oh, así en la loma. ¡Wow, wow!
Yeah. soñando, sigue soñando sueños alegres. Porque amarillo es tu color. Iban corriendo lagartijas volando hacia ella por su sangre caliente. Tú podrás curar nuestro dolor. Y abres los ojos, despiertas y el sol te sonríe. Pero el mundo está pesado, te sientes un poco triste. Y a veces piensas que en este mundo no la haces. Pero te digo, amiga mía, para liberar al mundo tú naciste. Y tu mente corre por el mundo y quieres viajar. Piensas en Cuba, Venezuela y revolucionar. Creando conciencia en niños con literatura. Sentado en el árbol le canto a mi amiga la pura. Soñar.
filter our senses. Darkness stole into the room. Transparent cracks of peaks played across the walls. The sound of waves grew louder. We lay on our backs.
Pedro Show, Chato Ghetto with Do You Hear Things? Then Death Pedal, yeah, they took out all the vowels, but I can figure it out. But I think they're from Scotland, being clever. Sparkle and Melt, and then Howie Reed, brand new, Structure Harmonium. Chris Groger with Poem, the Zealotry of Mind Use. He's out of Austin. Familia Miranda, brand new, Barcelona. Lauren, very be careful. Vecina. And I said this shit was Norteña. Shit, it's good stuff. I said it was Norteña. And it's really, it's a Valentinado. It's a Colombia.
Oh, okay.
Kind of folk music. Uh-huh. And, you know, like us with Scotland and Ireland and England, yeah, we got different versions, even though they're all doing Espanol.
Mm, yeah, it's a whole big...
So I wanted to show respect to Vestido. Mm-hmm, huh?
Fair enough, of course.
Okay, Valenato. And they're going to be on the show next month.
Oh,
these,
nice.
These cats are buddies Joe Bison. They turned me on to it. And anybody... The big slab music. Mm-hmm. Accordions. When I hear accordions, I don't care if it's Latin. I love accordions. Pete sounds bad on accordion.
Yeah, I bet.
Have you ever heard it?
No.
Macedonian jam and stuff. Anyway... I got recorded from later. And Rudio MM, Trans-Siberia, they're out of Brazil. Chicano Batman, they're locals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sanhati. And finally, Sky Furrows and Sonata. I think what's it called? Hudson? Up there by Albany, upstate New York. Mm. They had snow yesterday.
Wow.
Really?
April 4th.
Damn.
Yeah, that's why we're in SoCal, but
yeah.
Okay, back. So, Chato Ghetto. Let's back. What year are we talking about that first gig where you were?
This is
2005. Yeah.
So, 9 years ago. 11 years ago.
Oh, Jesus. Geez, Louise.
Well, that's how long the band is. Wow.
Yeah. We've been.
Because I know you were on the show a few years ago.
Uh huh.
Solamente.
Yeah.
But.
We're still doing the band. We're still...
that was another version of the band. Okay, so let's get into the evolutions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fair enough. So then we're doing this, and...
We went through some bass players.
Went through some bass players.
Three.
Couple, I know.
Maybe yep. Three.
Yeah. And finally, we went through three bass players, and finally, we did one big tour with Fletcher on drums, and that was with our friend Jeff Rosenstock. And
East Coast band. Tour.
East yeah. Coast Tour. That was our first big U.S. tour.
You didn't do any gigs before
yeah.
You
yeah, no gigs.
Yes, went all the way to
we played local. No, we played local. We played around L.A.
No, I mean yeah. Part of that tour.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You played until you got to the East Coast?
We drove to Georgia. Athens,
where we
wow. That's yeah. A hell. I remember Minutemen started some tours in Dallas, and that was a 30-hour ride. Imagine what Athens was.
We didn't. We went nonstop, I believe, too. Yeah. We mm-hmm. Just took turns driving.
Yeah, so a couple yeah. Days.
Stopping yeah. Off some gas.
Easy that was vehicle.
Yeah. Subaru.
Loving.
Subaru.
Subaru. Yeah. One of those ones with the seats in the back. Remember they had a little pickup truck? What was it called? Brat? And they had 2 seats facing backwards, no seat belts, they had handles.
They got laws against that now.
Hit the speed bump, flick.
Yeah.
Launch.
Launch right off the crash test
dummy. You don't even know it's coming, right? Yeah. You're just facing backwards.
He just launched.
Einstein moved.
Like
so that was your big tour.
So that was the first big tour. We had toured California before that, so that was always the thing. We'd do like L.A., and then we had friends up in Stockton.
In the city.
Yeah, and we'd play up there. And then after that tour, Jody, who's our drummer now, he linked up with us because we lost a bass player. And
in the tour.
Before the tour. He said, I'm going to leave after the tour. And we were like, nah, you don't get to come on the tour. You're going to leave right after.
Yeah.
And
that thing in front of you.
Yeah. But he's a good friend. He's a friend now. Everyone's
still a friend.
Still a good friend. But yeah, we were like, no, that won't work.
Maybe a better friend out of the band.
Yeah, that is super true.
Okay, so Jody comes, saves the day.
Jody and Fletcher went to school together, so that's how they know each other.
Yeah, we met in junior high playing in the...
You've been a bass band all your life?
Well, we're both drummers.
Yeah, we both played drums in a jazz band growing up, and then we made music together all throughout high school. Fletcher played guitar, too.
Well, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I think if you could play drums, you could play anything.
Yeah,
rhythm.
Yeah. Oh, totally, man. Yeah.
Then everybody's got it backwards.
Right?
You play drums, that's the only thing. Actually, it's the basic, in my philosophy, it's a basic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody plays should know some drums.
For sure.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I only have to get the fingers going. You guys need the whole body.
I can't even understand.
And also, the closest note on the stage, kick drum.
Mm-hmm.
To bass.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So there's kind of, they call it rhythm section.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you went over to it. So that's the first gig where you're actually playing bass?
Well, I switched to bass. And then Jody joined.
And I played drums.
Because he was in a band, so.
You stopped drums.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went to bass. Because he already had a background in playing guitar.
With guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were friends the whole time, you know.
Sure.
Jody went to Berkeley.
You were waiting for the O word, opportunity.
he was at school in Berkeley for a while. When we had the band in L.A., he was at College of Music in Boston.
400 miles.
Yeah.
And then 2,300 miles.
Yeah. Bingo.
Hard to crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it was the four of us for a while.
We were Skyping it.
I heard a dude's giving lessons with Skype.
Norwood from
Bingo.
I think Cheryl K does it.
Really?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Well, that'd be
something.
You can take it.
And he was being all calm. She was showing him how to put his hand.
Really?
Oh, you saw the video?
That's cool.
She's intense. Okay. So the band was in flux as the tour went.
Yes.
So what about when you get home?
Get home and Jody joins in.
Yeah.
And I remember that first practice in my mom's garage, and that was insane. When Jody joined the band, we were able to do a lot more because his skill was so impressive. And what Fletcher and Jody would be cooking up really was interesting for a band. It was very impressive. People would see Jody playing, they're like, what the fuck is your drummer doing? It looks like he's going to destroy those... cymbals, from someone who doesn't know, but he, he's capable, he's a very gifted musician, so.
There's nothing like somebody who hits cymbals hard.
You do love breaking cymbals.
He was playing side stick on a snare.
Traditional.
And we were like, what? Punk piece.
I forgot about that.
So
he was swinging some technique.
Yes, and so the early shows were all like that, and then...
We did our first demo at LMU, though, right?
Uh-huh, we did our first...
In that situation with the studio.
Yeah, we did.
Full advantage of it. So that was the point. You have a free studio.
Sure.
And we recorded...
Well, they would get pissed at us, because you could book it for, 4 hours, but then we'd book it back-to-back.
So we had marathon sessions.
And then
otherwise known as the Bogart.
And then we would have the KXLU studio if we ever needed it. That was, the way back up,
You mean the radio?
The radio station, but you can record in there.
Sure,
you have a really crap board in there.
Yeah, but I've done a lot of recordings there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you record me?
Yeah, I did. I did. Mocky.
Actually, it used to be a lot more toy. It's improved big time.
Yeah, man.
In the old days, you wouldn't have believed it.
All those fundraisers really paid off. This is the old pot board,
man,
it's the old potentiometers.
It goes back to Minutemen days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I always play my first, when the records first came out, that would be the first gig, would be over the air gig. So, but they started off like Stella's early days, mm-hmm. Total Toy. And they built up every fundraiser, get a little more, a little more.
Yeah, we made like $10,000 one fundraiser. That was like the record so far. Now, how much?
What I heard is it's the weekend, it's the Latin of the
crew. Oh, yeah, they've always cranked.
The big money maker.
Yeah.
They bring so much money, it's great. And that's a great, that's an awesome.
They got great history.
You can get it every weekend, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got Serenatas des Trios, which is a show on Sunday that is great. It's 6 to 7. This guy plays all these, like, beautiful love songs, all the vinyl. He does all vinyl. It's an hour show. Cool. That's a great one.
Much respect.
And then there's also Sergio Meneshenko, and he does Brazilian Hour.
Right.
And that show is every
long time.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a while. But he just sent, well, I don't know if he's there or he sent the CD in, but he's great. So yeah, that on top of a lot of great programming for them.
We're at the end of the first hour, April 5, 2016, Dish Wap People Show, our special guest, Chano Ghetto. Hold tight for hour two.
Cool.
April 5, 2016, second hour, Wap for Pedro Show.
And for the very wealthy.
lost my footing badly. I put my feet right in it. I'll never be your daddy. We were on the good foot, but I lost my footing badly. Put my foot right in it. I'll never be your daddy. Myself indeed, but my rude excitement ball would never convince you. I wasn't feeling holy when I saw your little beef. But ridiculous hyperbole would never convince you. I'm up Schitt's Creek with an iPad or a paddle. I haven't got a light. I cannot light my candle. I'm leaking on all sides and the water's coming in. This is the sea, I didn't want to handle. Vicious like metal, to no avail. You didn't like my metal, it's a drop dead fail. Vicious like my metal, to no avail. You didn't like my metal, it's a drop dead fail. I haven't got a light, I cannot light my candle. I'm leaking on all sides and the world is coming in. This is the scene, I didn't want to handle. I'm shit creek with my light, I've got a paddle. I haven't got a light, I cannot light my candle. I'm leaking on all sides and the world is coming in. There isn't really anything possible to handle. Thank you.
there's devils all around. In the east and in the west, ain't nothing gonna save you, not even a devil-proof vest. You don't hear them when they come, they walk on their tippy toes, but they're quick to throw you on the cross, strip you of all your clothes.
Show we start off the second hour. Yeah, they took it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brought it over.
Yeah.
They did the same thing to Spruce Goose. It's up in, I think, Washington State somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's still in pieces. Start off second hour with Chato Ghetto doing Surf's Up and Spiel Gusher with Surf Bus. Rome Burning from the Lemon Kittens. Yeah, through my old Lemon Kitten collection. Blueprint Conspiracy versus Dana Coley with Music for Bloodless Coup. Pamphlet Paw with Goodfoot. Not the Jim Brown version. Nijak Kular, this guy from Slovenia. I heard him on KPFK the other day and looked him up on the internet. Incredible classical guitar solo band with Black Hole and very avant-garde, talking about experimental, but using something a flamenco gypsy guy would use. See, poor Carpenter blames his tools, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Pudge with Sock Puppet. You know what a sock puppet is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they still use these words? Sock puppet was when you use fake... It's like CB radio, but on the internet.
Okay.
You use fake names.
Oh, like, yeah, handles and stuff like that.
Yeah, handles.
I was literally just thinking of sock puppet. I was wondering why we were...
Like lamb deal. Lamb chop.
Like lamb chop.
Sock puppet.
Oh, yeah. The fucking dragon, the tooth on
you. Yeah.
I know all about those.
Our new dog bones, Canossa, and finally water landing with devils. At this point, Chato Ghetto's got a lot of opportunity, resources at Loyola Marymount. They've got a new lineup with productive, skillful technicians.
So then
what'd you make of all that?
We did a ton of touring and shows around LA, you know, recorded a bunch. The fun part about it is Matt, who's here now, he was playing a lot.
Oh, I'm on Surf Bus, right?
You're on
Surf's Up.
You're on another song on the record. You're on Do Your Hit.
But I am on Surf Bus because that's a Spielgusher song.
Yes.
No, but which one am I on? What was the name?
You're on Do Your The Things, and then you're on, what was the last one? From
5150.
Yeah.
That's brand new, though.
That was brand new, yeah.
Came that to you last week.
Sounded great.
We ain't to that point yet, though.
No.
We're at this point, I guess late 2000s?
Yeah, 2000s. And
what do you call those? O's?
The O's. That's what they did last
century.
Like
the shotgun? Oh, yeah. That's what it means.
The
O's.
The O's. Yeah.
It's actually a percentage of an inch, right?
And they
50 caliber is half an inch.
Okay.
It's the diameter of the thing that pushes into your fucking body. Make it shine
like those guns. Six, that's it.
But anyway.
So
Ots.
In the Ots. And funny enough, we were calling each other Oxes a lot.
Ox.
That was like a nickname.
This was the Ox.
There was a great Baltimore band named Oxes.
Really?
Their instrumental band around that time.
Yeah.
You remember them, Cass?
Yeah, I was on the East Coast.
Yeah, thing. This guy in that band, he's now a manager man. His name was Baby Leg. Baby Leg. Yeah, I never knew his, you know, anything not punk, he had these names.
Baby Leg.
No,
we had some of those ones.
We were definitely the, we were Oxen.
We had names in the band. Yeah, we were like, it was
not for opioid things.
It was like, we always had a lot of Chris's in the band. There was a lot of Chris's.
Yeah.
So the joke was always, oh, hot Chris.
Hot
so,
Chris.
Or
we just call us all Chris.
We're all Chris. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, like I'll call Jody Chris or Fletcher Chris. And it's actually, if I'll say, oh, hey, Chris, then usually the right Chris will respond. You just say it the right way.
And it is infectious. Everybody on tour by the end of tour is talking about, oh, what's up, Chris?
Oh, hi, Chris.
Did you give the tour's names?
Yeah, we had.
I remember in 2009 we did Ox Across America.
Yeah,
Ox actually got brought in.
It was huge,
Ox did make it into a t-shirt, but
it
was
more
of a lifestyle. It was more of a way of life.
Yeah, because we were partying pretty hard, too,
partying
at that
hard.
Point.
We called our live album the Ox Chronicles. We did it at KXLU, actually.
Yeah, that was a live
record
we did. And it was just
there's some kind of Mexican slang where they're calling each other Oxes.
Really? I think we started that.
Hey, wait. Wait, yeah.
It's way. It's way.
Okay.
It's like dude.
Yeah.
But Ox. Okay.
So,
but there's an Ox shirt.
There is, no, it's a way of life. We couldn't brand it.
You just have to be an Ox,
And so we were doing.
What is Ox? Ox is a beast of burden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dude who does the do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Different than the little canary in the cage waiting to fall over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ox.
That's an important job, too.
They both serve the purpose.
Yeah, right.
But we're the workhorse.
We're all beasts of burden.
Brother Matt. Did I hear some spin cycle on the way?
Seems like it's going to be about that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Certainly.
What drove you to do what you just did to us on the spin cycle?
Well, mostly it was, I was telling Chris, I think earlier, dipping into some stuff I got, old stuff, since I haven't been getting new stuff lately. So that was mostly, there was a KXLU connection there.
Yeah.
Colin Edwards, Aaron Haverlisky had Toys to Kill, that was TAC. And then Pedro Connection had some Toys to Kill stuff. Mm-hmm. And also some Recess record stuff. So.
Right. Got
yeah, so that was.
You know, the Little deal. Baby, right?
Yeah, that's right. Got some cool pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tore it up down at the brewery opening. That was cool.
Okay,
getting
they tore
play,
it up.
Getting to play it's right in his backyard. No, the new the, this is a new place, the new brewery. Brewery West down on 22nd Street.
Oh, with the one at the warehouse.
Yeah, yeah. So they played like,
day
they got like a garden
you know
zone out
the
in between.
The first day of summer, Raul has got a missing man cake.
Oh, cool.
You play outside on
yeah,
deck,
yeah.
right?
Like yeah.
Loading on.
Yeah.
That's going to be coming up, I think, something in May.
Yeah,
June.
It'll be a cool spot. I think it's going to be seeing a lot of action
okay.
there.
Okay, cool. He was the first one, he did the first one, Todd.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and Raul's been making their shirts for a while.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. And where did I last see him? It was Fourth Vine, Long Beach. Todd's art was on the.
Oh yeah, yeah,
his
that,
art,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, I think he appropriates part of the image and then he supplements.
Okay.
Juxtapose.
So what were you just talking about? That was very interesting, Chris.
Well, I was talking
about things about the movement. And,
oh well, yeah, this ties into the band too because. I mean,
you listening as a boy, Miles Davis doing Birth of Cool.
Yeah, well, I was talking about it, like, when I first got into jazz, like, the first record I listened to was Birth of Cool, Miles' record, and how I loved that record. It really influenced me, like, into trumpet and stuff, and I got really into it. And I didn't understand Bitches Brew and the later records at that age.
Fuge.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Yeah, I didn't get it, and I would even go...
Badass bass, so, the guy he got from the Apollo. I think he stole him from Stevie Wonder.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw him. After that, he became a disco singer in...
the bass.
Michael Henderson. Yeah, because, like, the Badass... Oh, I mean, there's some incredible bass players out there.
Ron Carter?
No, that's Dave... he's a stand-up man.
Dave Holland. Yeah.
And but on some tunes, there's fucking Michael Henderson.
Okay.
It's just
a vicious bird.
Yeah. And also Agartha, you're talking about the live ones. And but I really like me and because maybe less notes. So I could understand your confusion with the connection.
Well, that was younger, and then as I got older, I was
less younger.
It's the notes that you're not playing. That was always the
thing. Ah, the holes.
Yeah, the holes.
In the bass world, we say work the holes.
Mm-hmm. And it's the juiciness of that hole or whatnot. And there's a lot there. I mean, for acting
the
shit, I don't want to get into acting
the
shit.
Hole.
But that's the whole point. With acting.
I mean, there's a connected to acting.
100%.
Like theater.
It's less is more. It's like the...
Steve McQueen. A lot of physical acting. It don't have to always be the...
Yeah.
You can tell with your moves.
Or the stillness.
Stillness.
And you can
lack of move.
Yeah, lack of move. And so I just noticed that with music, and I've found this connective tissue through a lot of creative stuff. It's like, which is funny because we do so much, but it's like sometimes what you take away, let somebody else leave.
There's a music word called decrescendo.
Oh, yeah.
The crescendos bring it to the top, sure. Puppy, but then there's suck it out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those are louder than crescendos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we knew that too, because, like, for us.
Took me a whole lifetime. I'm still working.
No one's ever done. Mm-hmm. But we go in the studio, and when we started working with this guy, Tim Gettimer, who was through LME Connection, Tim was our.
Another lion?
His wife, Todd. His wife is a lion.
Yeah.
Definite lion. And Tim's wife taught sound design and sonic kiss. What was it?
Sound design was the first version of Pro Tools.
Well, oh, yeah, sound designer. Sound designer.
Files used to be SD25.
She taught acoustic.
Not to interrupt.
Mm-hmm. She taught acoustic treating.
Okay.
But her husband heard the music. through her, and he said he wanted to invite us to kind of help with songwriting, or at least with, like...
Like a producer.
He would basically... He was producing a lot of the early stuff, and he taught us a lot of the techniques. Fletcher does a lot of our mixing now. The next record we're doing, he's doing a lot of it. But I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, he helped us kind of, like, focus on all of our ideas, so we weren't... Yeah. I don't know. Depending on how we start the song, it can go a million different ways.
He would bring,
ways.
Like, rough versions.
Yeah, exactly.
And he would help... Oh, he would
start honing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of the things I feel like we've learned is the concept of building. You know, you're listening to something and it can build and then go away in a song.
It's a journey.
Yeah. Being
there's
better working
valleys,
together.
There's trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's bushes.
Yeah. And so then...
Dead things in the road, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta move past.
Yeah, there... It, and
there ain't anywhere to piss, so you... Come prepared and have that jug. Right?
Just
we ain't pulling over.
Dude,
we're
like,
going.
That's the thing. Pee in the jug.
The girls pee.
What?
Huh?
When you go on tour and then you're in the car, you piss in the Gatorade bottle.
That is true.
You don't, I just want to talk about
if there's
it now.
A big enough Gatorade bottle.
At least a gallon. Lots of gallon ones come with a neat handle. You can't see this right
now. The man on the go.
Driving in the tub.
We're at the end of the second hour, April 5, 2016. Tissue Pop, Pedro Show, guest, child, get dope, hold tight, hour 3.
Yeah.
April 5, 2016, third hour, Watt from Pete Rose Show.
I feel what is the exact moment I give up hope for normalcy. There's something about that feeling that just never settled with me. I'm not a puppet examining the accomplished, the upstanding with your monotony.
Write it down. Remember this feeling
that you have now.
Write it down.
These things get left behind. Your favorite music, the places you love, the people you knew, your memories of a life gone by. I hold you dear, but life is relentless. At least your anger is gone. You were my mother. I considered you a real class act. Maybe, just maybe, we can connect with a timeless. Still we measure it. Days on days, a life on a life. Mile markers stand along the highway. They slide by into eternity, where I will join you. Nothing can stop everything receding into our concept of time immemorial. Not appointments, not occupations, not even love. So you have all of this and nothing. The evidence is marked by those odd mileposts.
Thank you.
been here 200,000 years, and not a second or a day too late to see the change in mankind's fate. I've been here before the earth became toxic, and not a moment or a night too soon before the planet was so consumed. I've been here 200,000 years, and not a second or a day too late to see the change in mankind's fate. I've been here before the earth became toxic, and not a moment or a night too soon before the planet was so consumed. Over the light of the sky was the greatest fire ever known to man. Killed the machine again and spread the thousand of master plans. Off to a better place, they say. Create to a better race one day. Who wants to sit here and waste away? I'll think I'll travel space today. Before they came in droves, they heard it form, they hid the land. Then the world wars began to have a harsh course of man. The great migration to amass the wealth to protect the clan. Left devastation to all of those who play the man.
Show Chato Ghetto with internet eyes. You know, seeing that or hearing this show on the internet, I'm curious, what's it about?
Well, the song has a different meaning from the name, right?
Ah, of course.
It kind of
can be interpreted different ways.
So, all right.
So this is off of a concept record. This is our next release is a concept.
So it's one
record.
Part of a big idea.
Yeah,
exactly.
What was the big idea?
This one's about the guy leaving where he's from, kind of undefined, and coming to L.A. And it's
pioneer.
Kind of. He thinks so.
He thinks he is.
Yeah. And this is him kind of justifying that.
Legend in his own mind.
Maybe as he's reading emails or looking at social media from back home, stuff like that.
He's getting influenced.
Kind of examining how things could have been if he stayed than if he left, kind of thing.
So internet eyes, kind of.
And internet eyes is when you're looking at it all, and you look at the computer too fucking much, and then you just are overwhelmed, and you lose yourself, and you're like, what the fuck was I doing for 40 minutes? How the fuck did I end up here? I bought all this shit.
Yeah, 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Brother Man nailed it. We got a poem from Joe Brewer, Mileposts. You're good for riding the boats. You've done a lot of touring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have brought dudes where they start looking at them telephone poles, puke city.
Really?
And the crew like, yeah, then you know, just turn your head away. Look at the horizon. Oh, man, I get it. Okay. The other one is like they don't know how to bounce books. So they're trying to read, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Car sickness.
Well, you know, you do it, you learn how to bounce. But yeah, that's how you do it. You bounce to head, everything. Go, yeah.
Yeah.
No puking. It's a better smell of boat. Scarcity tanks. Alaska.
Brandon, hey, Alaska. Cleveland. Cleveland rocks.
Right, right. And Doug Gillard, the one of the guitar men from Cleveland's on it with Nels Klein. Labor Camp, that's Kurt from Nip Drivers. He's got a whole thing with working keyboards and MIDI. He was at that gig at St. Rock, Brother Man.
Oh, okay.
Beach. Uh-huh. Have you played Hermosa Beach yet?
We played at a long time ago.
Hard to play that part.
Where was the taco place we played? Is that Hermosa?
Oh, we played a taco place. We played a community center, too.
Oh, yeah, we played a youth center at Hermosa.
Oh, and we played at Comic Bugs Hermosa, isn't it?
Comic Bugs
Hermosa. Or is Redondo?
Comic Bugs,
right. Yeah.
Wow, because it's tough to play there.
Yeah, so you play a lot of weird spots.
But it's got lots of history. Pennywise, Before Them, Flag.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Media Art was there. In fact, I'm going to talk to somebody Thursday. They're doing a piece about the old days, because that whole area where it was called Media Art was on Pier, I think Catalina.
Okay.
I can't remember. I'm not much of a Mosa guy. Yeah. Although a lot of great cats from there. I'm going to record there tomorrow an adolescent song.
Oh, cool.
With some... Look at this song. I remember Tony adolescents told me, sang, gave me a little personal, what's it called, command performance. Look at this song. I'm sick of this song. Sick of this song. So I get to do bass on that tomorrow. That's such a weird one. Science World? Who would ever use Science World as a lyric? You
know? My ones.
Yeah, I'm motherfucking Tony. He's a school teacher now. Good cat.
We play with them.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Ads.
Oh, and Alex's bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then John Truby, High Tide, 200,000 Years, Slippers, and Asalon. They're Long Beach cats. Got that at Fourth Vine. The band, right now, I gave you something last week, so right now you're recording, getting something together for a finished album, right?
Yeah. We got.
What's this album called?
It's called Monstrosity. Mm-hmm. It's got Matt Kurz on it. Matt's the newest member of the band.
Right. Matt's a cat. He's been a buddy
for a long time since the beginning. So Matt played in Bomb Music Industry, and Matt did a project called Matt Kurz One, where he played every instrument, bass on the foot.
Dave Grohl.
But together.
No, at once.
At the same time.
Oh, whoa.
Same time. See, Dave Grohl pulled that shit.
Yeah. There's a guy, though, from France, in Lyon, France, named Seb in the Radics. And he did some shit like that. He was playing keyboard with his toes while he was doing the guitar and singing. And yeah.
Pretty much.
That was pretty bald.
I could play bass guitar with my big toe.
You do with the wow, all right.
Close your eyes and you listen, it sounds like one band.
Is there
it sounds
a YouTube
good.
Video of this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll show you.
That was my job for like 5 years. Matt Kurz, K-U-R-Z.
K-U-R-Z.
Yeah, cool.
Kurz. And you got some German background.
It's Kurz because I'm Latvian.
Okay. I mean, not too far from Germany.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, sure.
But I'm thinking of with the Z, with the T.
Yeah. Apocalypse.
Yeah, Mario Brando.
Yeah.
I mean, Brando.
Brando.
Yeah.
It wasn't Brando.
The horror.
He didn't know how to end the horror. Kahara. So they give him a bowl of water and he thinks, I got it. Wash the
yeah.
All that chocho, they didn't know how to end the money. Kurz, I think that was his name.
Colonel Kurz. I get that a lot. I go Kurz, and they go, like, Colonel Kurz.
Yeah,
Colonel
Kurz.
No, it's cool.
Thanks for correcting.
But it's K-U-R-Z.
He's on the new Monstrosity.
Yeah, he's staying on Internet Eye at the end of that.
Play guitar
and a bunch of that. We recorded.
Also, Internet Eye is from the upcoming work.
Yeah.
This is brand new Chato.
Yeah, and Surf's up, too. Yeah, you premiered it here today.
Okay, premiere.
We're going to put that record out. So it'll be two releases. It's going to be the 15th track, and then we'll have an extended.
Well, what about this Walk is Godlike?
That's the first, that's kind of where the change happened.
Yeah, that's the first record Jody played drums on.
Yeah, sort of like the...
Okay, so we're going to end with something from the back days.
I guess so.
Let's listen. Walk is God is right.
Yeah.
I was young in Charlottesville, that was a long, long time. Now I'm homesick and I'm poor, poor is at least no crime. As long as I am a dollar down, tomorrow might get better. If I could erase each place I've gone, I could stop singing forever. Oh, my Sarah Jane, long years since I met you. Oh, my Sarah Jane, how many till I can forget you? I went to bed in Galveston, dreamed about Tennessee. Woke up thinking the man I was is not who I was born to be. Filled my pockets with shells from the bay, kids far away need minding. I'll be home by Saturday and put my dreaming behind. Sarah Jane, long years since I met you. Oh, sweet Sarah Jane, how many till I can forget you?
Living with the past lights from
kind of nonsense does it make? That's what I want to know. Ideas are what creative too. Who's in control more than you? Our only defense is to threaten them with killing us. Food makes creatures do eat it for without eaters. Food would have to live to death. She cut off their heads with a carving knife. Three really blind mice. Now, makeup companies sure must have had slick gimmicks before they invented mirrors. I put my foot inside my mouth. And I tripped on my tongue.
I saw a pigeon being eaten by a red-tailed hawk in Central Park before I flew to Europe with my love. Thank you.
Peeve Bear Show, last music for this edition. Our guest today, Chato Ghetto with Waki's Guideline. This is from older days, people. That other stuff is from newer days. Sorry about that. You can handle it, I know. Robbie Fulks, brand new. Sarah Jane. Mario DeSandro with Living with the Ghosts. Electric Sepulchre with Star Wawas. Evolutionary Squalor, part 505. That's the final chunk of Brother Steve McKay there with Liquor Ball. Thalam Kaufman, Three Really Blind Mice. Total Boat, Uzbedoma. Not too far from that. This last tour, and man, only 1 euro beers, tall boys.
Oh yeah,
good. I
got you. Great country.
Yeah. All three of those little Baltics, they all got their own little trip, but I really dug it.
The Estonia.
Really, yeah. In fact, Kennybone, his mama's Estonia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Tiny, and then Lithuania.
So Lithuania. All three of those guys. You're Lithuanian.
Yeah.
Everywhere, I love everyone. And everybody's making music, so it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, Salvation with The Truth Hurts. Okay, The Truth. There's people younger than you.
Yeah.
You're young cats, I know, but there's even younger. And do you ever get them coming up to you asking for advice? From each one of you, I want an answer, please.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Stay positive.
Is that what the advice they ask you?
That's good advice.
No, not this racket, the music racket. What would you do?
He would get stay positive.
Yeah, that'd be my advice. Yeah, because if you get jaded, then it becomes terrible. You're no longer making a good impact.
You don't have to convince me.
Yeah.
I feel you, brother. Yeah. It's like in the bathhouse where all the power went out. Next.
Jeez. I don't know if I've ever gotten directly asked, but...
Well, that's why you're on the show.
Just keep pushing it, you know? Just keep on pushing. Yeah, just keep changing things up.
Now, if you're in the head, they say that's bad. Well, some syllables. Yeah. Don't push too hard in the head. But everywhere else, I'm into it.
Yeah. I'd say make sure you check out cats from the past and do your research.
Widen your thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Music.
Expose yourself.
Yeah.
Because there was a last shift. You're this shift. There's going to be a next shift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dudes are going to be looking back at you.
Just like general life advice, is it?
No,
music.
Just focus it down.
Oh, focus it down. Music. You just gotta stay true to what you want. Like as soon as you start thinking that you're gonna please somebody else, you stop pleasing everybody, including yourself.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Chris,
fine. Less is more. Said it earlier, but I think when you're able to. Simplify things. Sometimes you're saying so much, but that doesn't mean you can't push yourself. You know, there's all. It's less is more. I'd have to say that.
Maybe you start off with too much and start scissor.
Yeah, or
don't get bogged down by bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, don't get bogged down by bullshit. But that, I think, in a weird way, like we do a lot of shit.
Well, what about like, for example, creative process? Maybe you do start off with too much.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And you gotta start.
But I'd rather have someone.
I gotta say, that's probably the case 90%. I always got a will.
Yeah.
But because you're right, there's too much bullshit, too much blurry. Mm-hmm. So you gotta find the essence and kind of distill it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point, I think, that you start off with a lot. You'd rather have someone say, like, well, why don't you take that away and that away?
Yeah.
And then let that breathe. And then you go, oh. And don't disagree. You know what I mean? You gotta agree. That's one thing being in a band. You gotta hear everybody's opinions.
Yeah.
Not just your band, it's everybody's band. Yeah. You gotta listen to what everyone's got. Right?
Put everything
in the steamroll.
The character told me never drop my way.
It's true, though.
Mark Stewart told me. Yeah. It's been a big honor to have you guys aboard, being brother man.
Yeah, very
brother
cool.
Man, thank you
very
for your
cool.
All ours.
Certainly.
Very honored by your presence. You're making a big hike down here.
It's
not a big hike.
Yeah.
We got drive time.
And when can we see the release?
It's going to be coming out summer.
Summertime.
End of summertime.
Summertime, the gigs to follow.
April 27th at Redwood.
Yeah, we do have albums available for free on our site if you want to download them. It's just Choto Ghetto, ChotoGhetto.com if you want those.
Yeah, check them out there, good people. It's been April 5, 2016 edition, Waka Pedro Show. Keep your powder.